Proclamation number 0430 of 24th of May, 1938. Infinity. Eternity. Size of the work of creation. Creative spirits. The heavens praise the eternal glory. The world is, spiritually speaking, an edifice of unimagined greatness and power, for the Lord has created everything on such a scale that millions upon millions of beings are lost in it as nothing. Often the opinion is held that in view of this immeasurable size the army of creating spirits has only a limited effect. That therefore this infinity is not everywhere created with beings and their necessary environment. That this creation of God is rather a further completely lifeless space which must only correspond to its purpose in many millennia and only then host countless beings. The people on earth cannot grasp the enormous size of the work of creation. Just as little the determination of each particle of the universe. Whether deity works, human comprehension is insufficient to grasp this work in its full magnitude. The earth holds only the tiniest part of the beings and creations of God, but infinity has countless such small worlds, all created by God's power and will. And not one of them will need to do without the wise guidance and constant care of the divine Creator. Everywhere the deity is equally active. Always again and again training beings, to whom the same strength, power, and willpower is inherent and to whom then the same work is incumbent, to continuously create in the spirit of the eternal Creator. Thus all walk since eternity in the same law, and this will take its progress into all eternity. An endless enlivening of all worlds will never let the divine Creator rest idly. And it will be left to every being to form itself in such a way that it can create and produce in the same way and through this again becomes a part of the eternal Godhead, and thus the same power dwells within it, which is expressed in the miracles of the divine creation. Thus the terms infinity and eternity will become more easily comprehensible to you, because an endlessly long time is necessary to reach this state. And again a limit cannot be set by a limited space for the development potential of the beings. The voice of the Lord constantly calls out to all these beings, and whoever hears this voice will be a true child of the Father, be with the Father, and will work like him for eternity. Amen.